ground. Nino, she insists she got more class. We know, swimming in the money, come and find me. Nemo, if I was at the club, you know I balled. Chemo, drop the mixtape that sounded like an album. Who'd have thought a countrywide tour be the outcome? Labels want my name beside an X like Malcolm. Everybody got a deal, I did it without one. Yeah, I'm about my business.
Four out of five gynecologists would recommend whole body deodorant, which gives you 72-hour odor protection everywhere.
Hi everyone, this is Stephanie Manley with copycat.com. Today I'm going to show you how to make Chick-fil-A sauce because you know what? They're closed on Sunday. So I have a copycat recipe for you. And this recipe was actually developed in the restaurant when somebody accidentally combined the barbecue sauce and the honey mustard and said, oh my, this tastes great. But after that, they kind of tweaked the recipe. So let me tell you what's in here. We have a quarter cup of mayonnaise. We have 2 tablespoons of barbecue sauce. I'm using Heinz, because I think that's what they had in the restaurant. I'm using 1 tablespoon of yellow prepared mustard and then 2 teaspoons of Dijon mustard. It kind of gives it a great mouthfeel and makes it nice and thick. And in goes the honey for the honey mustard portion. Now, right now, if you'd stir this up, it'd be just a little bit too sweet. So we gotta add a little bit of lemon juice to this. And then we're gonna stir it up, and that's all there is into Chick-fil-A sauce. Now, when you prepare this at home, this will stay fresh in the refrigerator for, you know, about a week or so, but who's gonna have it last that long? This stuff tastes great on chicken nuggets to dip vegetables in. I know you're gonna love this recipe. So drop me a comment down below.
Lipton green tea. Delicately infuse our tea bags and enjoy 2 cups of Lipton green tea every day with the goodness of flavonoids, the natural bioactives in tea that help support your health. Lipton green tea, 2 cups to goodness every day.
Well, hey everybody, and welcome back to It's Only Food with Chef John Polite. Today, make awesome food, I upload new content. All right, well, every now and then I like to head to our local Chick-fil-A and grab one of those spicy chicken sandwiches.
Did you know you can make Chick-fil-A? Look like garlic, salt, extra. And then we just stir.
Yeah.
We need to start fast, but I did like their Chick-fil-A sauce.
There's a way to cut your dishwashing time by 50%. Try Dawn Power Wash Dish Spray. It removes 99% of grease and grime in half the time. It cleans so well, you can replace multiple cleaning products. Try Dawn Power Wash.
And only I can talk about feel good, feel good. You feel like bed rubbing over my skin. And when your hair dances on my chin, wish we were alone, baby, just the two of us. Yes, every move you make gives me a rush. Whoa-oh. Wine some more and show me that love unconditionally. Make believe we're alone, just you and me. Take the problems, leave them behind.
chose. I feel good when you're wrapped up in my arms, dancing. Boy, what a vibe that only I can talk about. Feel good, feel good. Sweat off of your face, but it looks so good I might leave it alone until you say wine some more and show me that love.
As I'm in the midst of applying for residency right now, wish me luck, Grammarly has again been a lifesaver with my application and helping me write my personal statement.
Drops fall, and the beauty of it all is when the sun comes shining through to make those rainbows in my mind. When I think of you sometime, and I want to spend some time with you, just the two of us. We can make it if we try, just the two of us. We look for love, no time for tears. Wasted water's all that is, and it don't make no flowers grow. Good things might come to those who wait, not for those who wait too late. We gotta go for all we know. Just the two of us. We can make it if we try. Just the two of us. Just the two of us, building them castles in the sky. Just the two of us, you and I.
Fire. Everyone deserves the fastest, most reliable internet speeds, regardless of where they live. With
when the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see. No, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me. So darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand by me, stand by me. If the sky that we look upon should tumble and fall, or the mountain should crumble the sea, I won't cry, I won't cry, no, I won't shed a tear, just as long as you stand by me. And darling, darling, stand by me.
flesh for the night. I feel good when you're wrapped up in my arms, dancing to a reggae song. Feel good, feel good. I feel good, 'cause your perfume isn't loud, and only I can talk about. Feel good, feel good. You feel like velvet rubbing over my skin, and when your hair dances on my chin. Wish we were alone, baby, just the two of us. Yes, every move you make gives me a rush. Oh, whine some more and show me that love unconditionally. Make believe we're alone, just you and me. Take the problems, leave them behind. Don't let it show. Go, baby, go, baby, go, baby, go, baby, go. I feel good when you're wrapped up in my arms, dancing to a reggae song. Feel good, feel good. I feel good, 'cause your perfume isn't loud, that only I can talk about. Feel good, feel good. Whoa, yeah, 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 yeah. What a night, what a night, what a night, yes, what a night, yeah. I'd love to wipe the sweat off of your face, but it looks so good I might have to replace. This moment is magic, so I leave it alone until you say, honey, time to go home. Oh, oh, oh. Whine some more and show me that love unconditionally. Make believe we're alone, just you and me. Take the problems, leave them behind. Don't let it show. Go, baby, go, baby, go, baby, go, baby, go. I feel good when I'm wrapped up in your arms, dancing to a reggae song. Feel good, feel good. I feel good, 'cause your perfume isn't loud, that only I can talk about. Feel good, feel good, yes. Oh, what a night, what a night, yes. What a sweet, sweet night, full of vibes. Oh, what a night.
I need a real kiss. Get him over here. Kiss him.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Clubhouse Radio Live on 90.7 FM, WGXC Broadcasting. Broadcasting Acre Cats going Hudson. I am DJ Sean Buddy. Am I also with
DJ Cola?
And? Oh, that one's not plugged in.
AKA JB.
There you go.
A special guest today.
Alright. So, today we. Don't hold it like that. That's what you're making that noise. You got noise making. Because you're holding it by this. All right. So today we're talking about college. Yeah, so I'm a senior. I'm about to graduate soon. Well, no, aren't you technically? Where do you stand at?
The passage of time scares me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yo, you're old.
We're technically older.
I'm definitely not. I don't graduate in 5 years.
You know, and that's what Clubhouse Radio is about, to give a voice to the youth, and Clubhouse pretty much is a drop-in center.
Y'all
wanna
switch with me? That's better. Yeah, technically, I graduate in like a month. Where do you stand with that?
A little work has to be done with my birth certificate, because that is completely out of my realms right now.
Okay.
But once that's found, we can get that wrapped up.
Would you go to college?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you know where?
See, there's a few different places. I might do a gap year.
Okay.
And I think I want to try Bard.
Try Bard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Apply to a different few other places. I want something with a great arts program.
What would your GPA considered be?
I don't think if you have a GED, you get one. Or it would be a test score, maybe.
I mean, then how would you end up going to Bard if you don't have, like, a GPA?
Good question. I think GEDs work a little different.
Oh.
But where are you planning to go?
I'm planning to go to Rhode Island.
Rhode Island, it's crazy.
Rhode Island. Actually, I had a video, speaking of that.
Bro has cars. Bro has cars. No, bro.
No, I don't.
This episode is brought to you by Dashlane.
Let's get Jerome in this. What do you want to be, you know, Jerome, when you grow up?
What do you mean, like, what do I want to be?
Like, what do you want to do for your profession?
Like, what do you want to grow up?
Yeah, like, what do you want to do? What do you want your job to be?
If you were, let's say you were about to go to college in Rose River, where would you go?
Like a barber school, kind of?
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
that sounds fire.
I can see him being a fire barber.
Okay, well,
maybe that's a slight
change. I'm going to Johnson & Wales for culinary. This would be a day in the life. We'll live, like, commentary for this. So, I'll turn this down a little bit. So, they start their day with a lab. I'm assuming this is like 2022, 2020, somewhere around there.
2 years ago,
yeah,
2022,
2023.
The wrinkles on a chef's hat?
Yeah, the wrinkles on a chef's hat shows, my culinary teacher told me this. She said, it shows how long you've been there.
Oh.
You said what?
I was completely wrong. I said there's how many different ways you can cook
I don't think so.
Yeah, no, that's probably definitely wrong. I don't know where I heard that.
But yeah. But honestly, yeah, they're rolling pastries out and just doing pastries and stuff. No, these aren't pastries. I think they're pastries. These look like pastries to me, at least. I'll probably be doing this. I can't hear you, by the way. You're very far.
What about now?
Yeah, that's better.
What about changing the name of Clubhouse or Community Dinner to Clubhouse Kitchen?
Yeah, that sounds way better.
Right?
It really does.
So now I think they're doing...
Just chopping up meat.
Fish? You're chopping fish. Or they were chopping fish. Now they're doing molds and stuff. This is legit. This would be me. This day in the life of a culinary student.
I mean, you can. That's grape juice, too, I think.
So. Whipped cream.
Dough.
Yeah. What type of restaurant do you want to work at, if that is your goal?
My goal is to open my own.
That's fire. Being an entrepreneur.
What, you want to know what I would call it?
What?
Shaw's Corner.
That's fire.
Not Gracie's Corner, bro.
Stop playing with me. I never even heard of that before. So kick rocks.
Cause Chef Shaw has a ring to wear. I'm sorry. Chef Shaw just got a ring to
wear. Right. So we also I kinda wanted it to be like a nighttime, not club, but like
kinda like a
people for the people that don't sleep, you feel me? Like
a 24-hour.
I'm going to be a burnout and crash into your club, and you're going to have to kick me out because I'm going to see you.
Oh, my goodness.
Kind of like a 24-hour, 7.
More like just like a straight, normal dining restaurant.
Just like a straight, normal.
Like a normal.
Like a fancy one?
Yeah.
Fancy?
Yeah, but it was before like the nighttime, like the real nighttime people.
That's tight.
Nah, that makes a lot of sense because honestly, at like 3 a.m. and all that, like, and you hungry and there's nowhere to go, that gets on my nerves.
Like, after a while, like, we would start serving comfort food, you feel me? Like, I did a slideshow on this actually. It was my business proposal. We had to do 6 of them. And my business proposal one, it was about this and how many people I would hire, how many people I would have to, like, help me run it, who would I start it up with, like, so many things.
And, like, that's really my goal in life, to start a restaurant. Maybe get my mama a crib, like, at the end of the day, like, when everything is settled and done. Just to get back to the people that who helped me. Go back to Catskill.
Just a quick question.
What?
How much? What would be your main recipe?
What would be my main recipe?
Yeah.
Let's see.
What would be the iconic food? You know how, like, Chick-fil-A is known for their sauce.
You can make steak, crab legs.
What would I make? It's kind of like a dumpling. I can't remember the name.
Dumpling?
Yeah, it's, but I can't remember the name, but I remember the recipe by heart. That's how much I love it. Oh, yes, I do. I do remember. It's called gnocchi. That would be my main.
I think.
That would be my starter dish.
I think my mom was cooking. She made, like, a dumpling, but, like, with cheese in it. Like, a little cheese in it. That tastes really good.
What do you think the vibe of inside the store is going to be like? What are your decorations going to be like? Because you know how some old diners
kinda
are, like old
airy.
70s.
Kind of airy.
Airy?
Yeah, like it's kind of like comfort, like you come in, you feel comfortable, like you feel like you're walking in, like
you just walked into your grandma's crib.
But it's a little more sophisticated. You
but
feel
like,
me, like
calm music too.
Yeah, like feel me, like dun, 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 dun. Or like maybe some old school,
you know,
but
like
80s. You know,
yeah,
kind of like that.
Yeah, but a little more fancy. Are you walking? You hear a little bit of a walking. You walking. You chilling. Like it's like 8 at night. Feel me?
It's
8 at night. You chilling. Like you said what?
Like what time are you gonna open?
So the times would be from, let's see. Sean's Corner could really be either or. I could have two. We could have a breakfast spot, like a diner every time. Diner. We could have a dinner spot. For me, most people I feel like need
what
more
you
dinner
could do
spots.
Is you could open
two restaurants
at like what's it called at like 11 p.m.
Yeah.
And do dinner first and then close at like 8 in the morning. So you can do breakfast and dinner.
So open at 11 p.m. Yeah. Most likely I'd probably open at like 11 p.m. Most likely. That was my already thing.
I mean, most people open at like 6 and then they eat breakfast. And
yeah,
then
so
lunch
it would
time.
Be like 11 at night. Nah, probably not 11 at night. No, that was me, buddy. Ah, there you go.
We're sorry, guys.
Oh, sorry about that. My apologies. All right, hold on. So
no, what would your restaurant be?
My restaurant? I think, you know.
What would
the,
you do? Would you just go for art?
Yeah.
Because that's more of your, like.
If I had a restaurant, I think it would definitely be like music based. Maybe.
I would feel like I would hang something like that.
Like I think
I would use that as my wallpaper, on my walls.
That's fire. What's it called? I think if I had a restaurant, it would be a bunch of famous people's favorite food on the menu. So you got like Elvis Presley's
actually, you
favorite
were, you
food.
You were right. You were right. He texted me. He's like, it also does show each way egg can be cooked. So he texts me. He's listening.
Let's go!
He's listening. Hello, chef. Hi. Hope you enjoy our talk
I
and our communication.
I'm nothing about culinary and I'm a terrible cook.
but yeah. I won't respond to you. I won't respond to you right now. But I can see your messages. I can see something.
What would you do with a restaurant?
So what type of vibe y'all think y'all getting? Y'all walk in. Y'all walk into a late night restaurant. It's like.
Just the music that
it's like 8. I'll say it's like 8.
Nah, you gotta have.
Y'all walk in, y'all hear this.
Nah, probably like the type of vibe I would say, like the song you're on, like you put on now. Just
like
calm.
Like what type of food you think you gonna get served? Like.
Food? I mean, I'm.
What time we coming at?
Yeah, like what time?
Y'all coming at 9?
9.
Let's say we open at 8. The restaurant open at 8.
Okay.
Yeah. We open 8 p.m. We open until like 2. We open till like 2-3.
I mean, if I had like a special dish, usually I'm a crab.
Yeah.
Crab
what would be a special dish?
I would say lobster.
What would it be? Lobster? Lobster's very expensive, buddy.
Or crab legs, many others.
You know how expensive lobster is?
Pretty expensive, I know.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of my favorite thing that you make here.
You said what?
I'm trying to think of my favorite recipe that you've made for us. I know, I would have to get some apple pie.
Oh, I forgot about that. That wasn't that long ago. That was a good one. That was a good one. We I feel like it would depend on the day. We'd be open. I would say we'd be open Monday through Friday.
I gotta get like a nice burger and then a pie for dessert.
You got so every Wednesday is bakery day.
Yeah, but what would you?
Bakery day.
What would your desserts be?
What my dear, desserts be? Okay. First would be apple pie. You know, you gotta love apple pie. Got sweet potato. You got sweet potato. Those would be the main two starters for me. Those are our base. Those are our base, right?
I gotta say, I like sweet potato.
You should do like cheesecake too.
I was about to say that. Then you got cheesecake, and then after that you got like brownies and stuff. But like if you really want to get sweet, we would make candy. I feel like we can make candy. Candy is like a really underrated thing that they don't. But it's not really a bakery thing, but
if
like
you go for a homie vibe, imagine some cartoons playing.
Yeah, like for me, like you hear like the Animaniacs. Like are like Tom and Jerry, you feel me, like, in the background. Like,
if it was somebody's birthday, what would you do?
It's like somebody's birthday,
like everybody, like the wait. Like the
waiters and I'm gonna have my whole staff say happy birthday. We making a cake in the back, but it gotta be like a week in notice.
What's your DJ name again? AKA JB.
DJ AB?
Well, no, Jerome,
AKA
JB.
Jerome, AKA.
You're a great interviewer. This is why we gotta get JB on.
So, look.
He's just a fire interviewer. These are some great questions.
I'm in my restaurant.
Ooh, you wanna know what my chef told me I should put? Banana cream pie.
Ooh.
Yes.
What was that thing I made? I made banana pudding. Wait, no, it wasn't banana pudding. It was
banana ice cream.
No. It was a cream. I made it in class.
Are you sure that wasn't here? I could have swore you made something that was kind of.
I've made clam beret here. Clam beret, yeah. But I've also made banana pudding.
Banana
it was
pudding?
Banana pudding. He said banana pie, banana cream pie.
But
I would do banana pudding.
I think in class, facts class, we cooked pasta. And
oh yeah, I would definitely have Alfredo on that dish.
And then
Alfredo definitely 100%.
We made like a cookie bar, chocolate chip cookie bar.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Let's see. Okay. So, but you want to know also every Tuesday should be couple day. Every Tuesday.
I feel like
we got a vibe for like Monday through Friday. Saturdays is lonely loners.
be fire if you own the
every day got a theme
restaurant long enough that you watch two people go to the loner club, eventually go to the couples club together.
It's a restaurant called Shaw's Corner. Every day got a theme. Saturday lonely loner, Friday.
Just watch the AMP squad just come out of nowhere and just say AMP in love in a restaurant.
And you chilling. It's Tuesday. You come up in Shaw's Corner. You start hearing the. What do you pull up with your shorty? Y'all relaxing. It's like 9 something. I had reservations to 9. Y'all there for like a good hour.
But like what? Okay, I get that. But if it was a morning,
and the land is dark.
You said what?
If it was a morning, and the moon music.
Is the only light we'll see.
Cause I forgot you're lower than me. Okay, that's better.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right. So if it was like a loners, what would be the music?
If it's like a what?
If there was a loners, what would be the music?
Loners?
Yeah.
Okay. You hold this. You talk to my lovely.
Hi everybody. Welcome to this break for weather.
Hello, Noah.
Yo, that's crazy. You gotta put those away. I am just that good. What's it called? So weather. Since we don't got no weather plan for you.
Not today. Hooray.
Mr. Tom Man Radio Guy. Don't got it. Let's go. Oh, no.
Okay.
So weather. Today it is sunny.
Sunny.
So, you know, I'm not a meteorologist by any means. And my weather app is also taking forever.
74.
So, you know, tomorrow we got another sunny day.
It's
going to be 84.
84. Sunday would be 83 with a 60 down low. All
right. So.
Oh, my fault. Never mind.
So, I'm back. You said what am I? It's a single Saturday.
Yeah, single Saturday.
It'll be single Saturday. And you said what am I? You said what am I playing?
Yeah. Single like, Saturday. What would you be playing?
I'm gonna play this. To be honest.
When I was young.
Playing this single Saturday.
Nah, they gonna be depressed.
Watch him out. Single Saturday. But yeah, it'll be single Saturday. We chilling. Feel me? We vibe. Like honestly, like you hear something like
what my restaurant be?
That's what you hear on single Saturday.
You hear feel me like you gotta really like and even if you're not single, you still gotta pull up to single Saturday.
Because
you hear the
oh my god, yo, he's joking.
You wanna know my my chef said for Saturday Thursday?
What?
Thirsty Thursdays.
Nah, that's crazy.
Well, you wanna know what I'll play?
What?
Hold this for me? No, hold about the top part. Yeah,
top part.
Bro's gonna play like a sexy red song.
Wait, what? Kendrick's over there, man.
Somebody hit me right now.
What
in the meantime, what's your restaurant looking like?
Just like Shaw's, just like.
What color are the walls? What do you got on the walls?
Oh, the checks are fine.
Nah, good pick.
The swing is
fine. Okay.
Okay, so Thirsty Thursday, you get the Jackson 5. Talking about I want you back. Cause what's less thirsty of you not saying I want you back, you feel me? You can't tell me that's not thirsty talking about I want you back on Thursdays.
Wait, hold on. Shaw, what would your word? You should put like, I don't know, we did this thing for school, 60s, 70s, and 80s, and 90s. One song is 60s.
Oh, he said this.
What is that? Oh, wait.
Oh my goodness, I'm so sorry. What'd you say?
Yeah.
Sushi?
Trishy.
Oh, Trishy. Oh! Nah, I'm gonna say thirsty. Nah, Trishy thirsty is crazy.
Hey, Sha, quick question.
What's up?
So, what would your drinks would be like? Like, would you have any,
Just. Say that again.
Oh.
Sorry.
What would your drinks kind of be like? Smoothies or just?
We would have them all. Since it's late, mostly we would have a bar. I mean, we would have a bar. It's late.
You can serve alcohol past a certain time.
Because how are they gonna drive back home?
It's late.
But how are you gonna drive back home if they have alcohol?
You literally can't serve it past 12 a.m.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that true? How do you know this?
I'm smart. What are you talking about?
How do you know this?
I know a lot of useless things.
So you can't serve alcohol past 12 a.m.?
Nope.
Past a certain point. I believe it's in the 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Probably on the earlier side.
Okay.
Okay, so then we would stop passing. We would have lemonade.
Looking up for all the alcoholics in the what's it called?
So what?
I'm gonna look it up for all the alcoholics in the audience. What
okay.
time?
What time?
Yeah.
Let's see. What time? What's the time like?
I'll say it.
Thirsty Thursdays. Which what?
10 a.m. to 10 p.m.
In New York.
Okay. My chef said it's still 12 Monday, Thursday, and Friday. Saturday, it's 2 a.m. in New York.
Oh, wow. That's pretty cool.
So, thank you for the information. Very appreciated. Okay, so what would be Wednesdays?
What do you mean by, like, Wednesdays?
Water Wednesday. All you get is water. All you get is water.
You can do Seafood Wednesday, too.
Seafood Wednesday.
Like shrimp, you know, shouldn't be banging on.
Ooh, that's a good one. He said Wings Wednesday.
Wings Wednesday.
Wings Wednesday.
Wings, like buffalo wings? You know, I'll be there.
You know, types of wings, buddy. It's Wings Wednesday.
As long as it's not like fully spicy, like
we serve all types, buddy. We serve spicy. We serve mild. We serve lukewarm. I'm getting shut down. I would get shut down.
Waffle Wednesday, and you can go for like a breakfast, Eva.
Waffle Wednesday?
Nah. We would have to change that time. Okay, so I think I would split it up. Three and three. Feel me? Monday.
Look,
I would split it up. Monday, Tuesday. That's a good one. Garlic parm. Garlic parm wings.
How you doing, chef?
Garlic parm wings. And again, if you don't know what you're listening to, you're listening to Clubhouse Radio Live on 80.7 FM, WGXC, broadcasting Acre, Catskillin.
And Hudson.
And I'm DJ Sean Money.
And I'm DJ Cola. And you can also check us out on the Wavefarm website, wavefarm.org. You can also donate if you want, but no pressure if you don't want to. And if you're on the other end and you know you're in a little bit of a situation and you can't donate, we can help you out.
Yeah,
you know, you can go on 455 Main Street. We're open from Mondays to Fridays, so from 2.
Saturdays.
No, we're not open Saturday no more. Sorry. Yeah.
Short staff.
Yeah, short staff.
Yeah.
But what about college? Like if you went to college, right?
If I went to college?
What would you do?
What would I do? Like I said, I would go to private school.
Okay.
Yeah.
But what if your circle wanted you far like or closer? It's closer to home.
Closer?
What would you do if your family wanted you closer to home, but you wanted to go farther?
Pennsylvania, kind of.
Like, let's say, like, they wanted you to stay upstate.
Yeah.
And you're like, I want to go farther.
How far?
Upstate, like.
Oh, remember what you were telling me, Michigan.
Yeah, like Michigan type movement, like.
If I.
But what's your circle like? Your mom, your sister, whatever. Like, want you to be closer to like. Get comfortable, like, but you're like, it's a one-time opportunity.
For Wednesday.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, for Wednesdays, it could be Wasted Wednesdays.
Wasted Wednesdays. Wiggity-wackity wasted. Whoop, whoop. Wait, hold on. Wiggity-wackity wasted. Yeah. Maybe. I like that one.
Mm-hmm.
Wasted Wednesdays.
I totally just looked up words that start with W.
So, I think I would split it. I would split it in a 3 and 3. So, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, maybe breakfast.
Monday breakfast.
Actually,
what you going for Monday?
I would say dinner. Like you just came back.
Munchie Mondays.
Munchie Mondays.
So it'll be Munchie Mondays. Taco Tuesday. Gotta go with the classic. Wasted Wednesday. Thirsty Thursday.
But would you guys?
Did I say anything for Friday?
No, you didn't say anything for Friday. I don't think. You didn't say any. I was gonna say Friday.
Feeling me Friday, you feel me? Nah. Freaky Friday?
Yeah, I
did. Yeah, Freaky Friday?
Yeah, Freaky Friday? Hey, man. It's like Friday Night Funkin', Freaky Friday.
So, Freaky Friday, feel me? And then Saturday is Single Saturday, so.
Mm-hmm.
We're not open on Sundays.
No Sundays? Kind of like Chick-fil-A right now?
Sunday. Ooh, I like this better. Wait, I don't know. Okay, no, so my chef, you know, he's a gym rat. Shout out to all the gym rats listening.
Hello.
He said Fitness Friday.
Yo, that's fire.
Fitness Friday.
Cause after all those calories, you know, you've been wasted. You've been thirsty. You've been single. Like, need something to, like, balance it out. So, fitness.
Well, if they were single, they have to be at Single Saturday.
Yeah, like, you was fit Friday, you was single Saturday. You feel me? Like,
you gotta show off your games on Friday. You gotta get the games on Friday.
Gotta get the games on Friday. Gotta pull up Saturday. Feel me? So last Friday, I'm going to beat. Pull up to Sean's Corner, you feel me? That's why it's called Sean's Corner. You can meet anybody.
And speaking of Sean's Corner, what's the type of song that would play there?
Ooh, what's the type of song? You know, you walk in on Saturday, you feel me? You a little down. You just had some work. You had to work on Friday, you feel me? You pull up Saturday. You talk about Single Saturday. You pull up on some.
Travel. here and the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside every darkened door where blues won't haunt you anymore. Where the brave are free and lovers soar. Come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate to break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today.
Every argument, every word we can't take back. Cause with all that has happened, I think that we both know the way that the story ends. Then only for a minute, I want to change my mind. Cause this just don't feel right to me. I wanna raise your spirit.
I'm left there with my thoughts and the image of you being with someone else. Well, it's eating me up inside. But we ran our course, we pretended we're okay. Now if we jump together, at least we can swim far away from the wreck we made. Then only for a minute I want to change my mind, 'cause this just don't feel right to me. I wanna raise your spirits, I want to see you smile. No, that means I'll have to leave. No, that means I'll have to leave. Lately, I've been thinking, I want you to be happier, I want you to be happier. Thinking, I want you to be happier, I want you to be happier. Even though I might not like this, I think that you'll be happier, I want you to be happier. Then only for a minute, I want to change my mind, 'cause this just don't feel right to me. I wanna raise your spirit.
Put your hands down. Then he looked dead at him. he shook his head at her. She a good actress and you a dead actor. You'll be dead after we get what we after. If Liz call you daddy, she about to be a the I got way too many bitches that do anything for me, but thank for me, send her to you like she ain't for me, I hope you alone like bankruptcy, cause she pour you a drink, that drink on me, cause she slipped something in and I paint for me, Mona Lisa, I done painted the picture, Mona Lisa out the frame on these, they got you out of character, but you pop of these, up your ladder, my nigga, take everything that you have to, you don't even have an opinion, we have your attention, and now you looking out of bed with her, now she looking for her pantyhose, we just looking for the casserole, nigga. But she gonna show us where you stash it, though, Mona. Every day she wake up with a different color makeup and a promise he could take her to the movie in the mall. Chilling with the liquor on the floor, fourth quarter for a minute on the clock, black mama with the bow. Paparazzi looking at them both, popping up and take a picture, probably on the internet blog. In a minute, he gon' be admitting that he love her on his mother, man, he wanna meet her mother by tomorrow. Lisa, see good enough, he got him sinning in the walls, and he digging in it like he living in it, making a religion with him, and a nigga about to go against God. Poetry in a bad tree, sweet tone like a hummingbird. When she asked him, did he wanna make love in a yellow taxi? Never gave two. Jumped in the backseat, woke up in the morning to the Great Gatsby. Then he dogged it again like the last seat. I'm a dog in the wind, I'm a bit laughing. I'ma call up again like I did last week. Make good with a friend, and I'm all jazzy. Brittany with a twin and a girl Ashley. Found out that he was unhappy. To never let the bullshit get past me, better yet I wanna break up. Don't you ask me about the motherfucking double standard acting. Fucking on another nigga, that's a negative alone. But you suck this, that's just nasty. Matter of fact, give me your phone.
No.
You fucking with Wayne.
No.
Give me your phone.
No, let me take this call real quick.
Heal your ringtone, is that the that you do? Seen yourself looking at Kendrick videos up on the internet, watching his interviews. I don't know what the lately got into you. Tell me who love you. I bet I love harder. Forgot all the that I did for your daughter. The pampers, the PDA light, and my mama daycare at the school, and she never did charge her. You scatters and fucking. I hope you blow up. You know what? I get bucked. Let me go get my gun. I got one in the chamber. I'm planning no aiming. God damn it, you know that the damage is done. I'm emotional cause I'm in stress. I'm not supposed to go through this, I guess. So in conclusion, since you like rappers, that's killing it. See, I'm killing
she
myself.
Said, ooh, daddy, ooh, Mona Lisa, Mona Lisa. Ooh, face now, Mona Lisa, Mona Lisa. She said, ooh, daddy, ooh, Mona Lisa, Mona Lisa. Now he get the picture, Mona Lisa, Mona Lisa.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
What? Welcome to Clubhouse Radio Live.
Sorry, welcome to Clubhouse Radio Live on 8.7 FM, WGXC, broadcasting Anchor, Catskill, and
Hudson, and today I'm your host, DJ Cola, and I'm joined with
DJ Shamai, your sound engineer,
Jerome, aka JB,
the real star of the show.
No, so, so far, we've talked about, what, college, we've talked about music, we've talked about all types of things so far, we've talked about what a restaurant would be even if I owned one. But also we haven't really played any college videos.
You said you wanted to be a barber, right, Jerome?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you also said you wanted to be an athlete.
Yeah, I could do both.
You could do both. Barber on the side,
that's
athlete.
Good aspirations, you know? Honestly, what? What's it called?
What?
I could totally see you being a fire barber.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just being there, talking to people, you know, making them feel comfortable as they get their hair cut.
Hey, man, just relax. Just relax, man. It's gonna be okay.
Yeah, let me get that temp fade.
Want the temp fade?
The
temp fade. I want the temp fade.
I'm gonna get the sharpest razor in the city, huh?
But y'all want to hear a video on high school versus college?
Because I just want to know how high school and college is.
Okay. Yeah.
Two by Dashlane. Never forget another password and get a little bit confusing if you're not from the U.S. When Americans talk about college, they're usually talking about institutes of higher learning that you attend after you graduate high school. Such as Cornell University, which has 7. College and university are interchangeable.
We
just thought we'd make that clear. If you say you're going to college in the UK or Australia or somewhere in Asia, it usually means a place of further education or somewhere you might study a vocational subject such as nursing, textile manufacturing, or automotive repair. So today, we are talking more about differences after high school graduation rather than a comparison of two similar types of institutions. Welcome to this episode of the Infographic Show, High School versus College. Okay, so anyone who's been through high school and finished university...
Are you having trouble?
No! No ads. I gotta get YouTube. What is it called?
Premium.
Yeah, I'm gonna get that.
It's free, you know though, right?
Nah, it's not. You gotta pay like $10. Yeah, you gotta pay way more than that. It's like 20.
See, this is a pro tip to anybody listening.
Shackles of youth.
What you can do is
make different
use
accounts.
An old Visa card that has nothing on that, and then put that for the free trial. So when you forget it, it just tries to charge the old Visa, and then nothing happens. Like the gift cards.
How do you know this?
Did you do this?
Oh yeah, I have a what's it called? You can also make.
Oh my goodness, what?
You can make new accounts just to get the free trial and then cancel them last minute so you can just get it for free. Like, that's what I'm doing with Amazon.
Oh my goodness.
I'm going to order a new guitar and I ran out of Amazon Prime.
On how to survive that first year.
Okay.
Use your time wisely, we were told, which means just because
let's watch this college video.
Doesn't mean you should stay up all night doing bong hits and playing Grand Theft Auto, because mom won't be forcing you out of bed in the morning. Most high schools around the world start from 7:30 to 8:30 and finish around 2 to 3:30 depending on your country. Freedom can be a curse, and it can invite chaos into your life. You have to respect freedom and see it as it is, a double-edged sword. Even if you enjoy all that partying, too much of it will make it less enjoyable, and it will negatively affect your body and your grades. High school is all about being told what to do. College should be about knowing what to tell yourself to do. You will also have to stick to the budget, which isn't easy for someone who is used to relying on their parents to hand them cash every time they run out.
Books are going to start costing
you a lot of money when in high school
you're putting out secrets.
The College Board reports on some costs for college students in 2017 to 2018, and these costs are separate from tuition costs. Housing will cost the average student $10,800.
$10,800?
For like a... house?
Yes, basically housing.
That's
a lot.
Books and other learning materials will be around $1,250.
That's housing in the college.
Other costs, such as transportation, personal items, clothes, and entertainment, will set the average student back
$2,730.
$2,730. One good thing about college is that you can get discounts on all kinds of things. So check out student deals in your town. This will be the last time you get such deals until you become a senior citizen. Take advantage of that student card until it's exchanged with a similar one, but you've got wrinkles and gray hair. Look online and see what you can get. Many clothing stores have discounts for students. You can get student discounts for furniture in the U.S. at stores such as Overstock, and you can sit on your new couch and read The Economist or New York Times at a reduced price as you took advantage of their student discounted subscription fees. As for gadgets and software or internet connections, most of the big tech companies have special prices for students.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, when you've had enough of studying, movie theaters and museums often have special student discounts, as do many restaurants. And when you want to travel that long distance back home, the train or bus can cost a lot less if you can prove you're a student. What about that homesickness? Well, one of the best things about going to college is making new friends. You've been used to the same faces in high school for so long, you forgot how to meet new people. You should make an effort, start conversations, attend events, and go to parties, though not every night. Another thing that is going to change is that you're going to either have to cook for yourself or take advantage of those cheap student deals at
You see the cook for yourself. I'm chilling. I'm gonna be a culinary student.
See,
I'm chilling.
What you have to do is you just have to dress in like pajama clothes and then show up at a 5-star hotel with a continental breakfast and act like you just woke up and you have a room. They probably ain't gonna bother you.
How are you gonna get into a room? What, you're gonna walk around the hallways?
Yeah, just what's it called? Walk in, normal clothes, go to the bathroom, and then change in pajamas.
Oh my goodness!
And then you can get their free continental breakfast.
Okay, that's
video. Did you know that you can actually open your own barbershop in college? Like after like class.
In the bathroom, basically.
No, not in the bathroom. Yeah, they have that's a class where you can actually do a barbershop. Right?
You can do radio. What's it called in college?
Yeah,
I know
radio.
There are clubs.
Yeah.
This next video is college to not or wait to college or not to college, crash course how to college.
I watched this girl.
And who is this by? So we can be good at
crash courses.
Go to school. Nice. But college is a different kind of schooling because going to college is our choice. And it's a choice that requires some reflection and preparation before we take the plunge. For elementary, middle,
you don't really get a choice.
We've got a clear map guiding the way. We don't have to think about it too much. After third grade, we eventually go to fourth and fifth grade,
Our teacher makes
us
watch Algebra 2,
and we plod along, reaching each checkpoint one after the other. But one day, we reach the edge of the map, and here there be dragons. Well, but the well-worn path does run out, and it's up to us to ask, what's
keep
next?
Holding it by the bottom. What about the top?
Everyone should consider,
like, move your,
no matter their background,
up there.
Is college. In college, we finally get to chart our own course. We can choose what subjects to focus on and begin a journey towards achieving our dreams or discovering new ones. Just thinking about college and all the options
out there can be both really stressful
and intimidating. But don't worry, we got you. With a little preparation, you'll feel empowered to step off the edge of the map, explore new territory,
and choose a path leaving your parents is a curse and a gift.
Hi, I'm Erica Brzozowski.
Especially if, like, your parents want you home.
That's true.
Like, especially if your parents, like, are scared. And you're, like, kind of, like, the first.
Yeah, I feel like that fear always goes both ways. Like, because as a parent, you know that one day comes where you're going to have to say goodbye.
And it's, like, you know that your kid could be, like, you got to really trust that your kid will be successful. Or your kid could be a failure and come back home.
Kind of like the army, like, they got to go like say goodbye, and then they come back, like, 5 years later.
Okay, wait, you said, like, an army? Is that what you said?
Yeah, like, an army. Yeah, they get drafted.
I believe if you join the army, you get free college.
You do. You do. They can't kick you out. I know this for the fact.
I can't join the army.
Why?
I don't even know why.
Anyways, let's continue this video.
Besides
that.
Some of us are returning to school after working for many years.
All right.
And we might even be the first ones in our family to go to college.
Like I just said.
Others are veterans or transfer students. Mm-hmm. People with all kinds of backgrounds and experiences arrive at college. But what unites us is our desire to learn something new.
Type.
And the reason we choose to learn something new in college is because going to college has always been an excellent way to gain access to the knowledge produced by scholars and professionals. Just as there are many types of professionals, there are many different types of colleges out there. Some colleges are called technical schools, which are meant to train students in a specific skill or trade. Students might attend one technical school to become an electrician or another to learn culinary skills. There are also
big dog culinary, that's me.
Which typically offer 2-year programs.
I'm gonna go to your college and follow you around with the plate and harass you in class.
I'll be like, give me. I'll be all the way in Rhode Island, buddy.
Technical schools and community colleges.
You never know.
I'll be all the way in Providence.
Oh, I have my way.
I'll be all the way in Providence.
I want to know what I did in Connecticut in 2012.
Yo, where did that? What are you doing in 2012? Like, you want to know one perk? You want to know one perk? I get the. It's not like I won't have a stable system. It's not like I'll be alone. Like I get to pick who I want to be roommates with. I'm gonna be roommates with shout out to Kenny. I'm gonna be roommates.
You going to the same college?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So that way, at least I'm not alone.
That's true.
I mean, he don't know me since I was legit. You feel me? So
let's
it's not
go.
Like
I can harass you and Kenny for
free
now.
Crazy. I should call him and be like, yo, say hi on the radio. You on the radio?
Yo, that's crazy. Should we?
Yeah, well, I can call him.
All right. Surprise guest.
Shout out to everybody. I'm going to call my friend.
Bro, you got to tell him right away before he calls you anything, you know?
Okay.
Because you know the type of friendship you guys have where you just immediately start cursing at each other.
Okay.
This is going to be our last guest before we have to say see you later for now because we're approaching the end.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Hold on. Wait. 6:52. Wait, our show is over at 7.
Kenny's going to be like,
what
do you want?
He could be working. I'm not sure. He could be working.
We're just bothering him at work. Yeah. We're just like that.
I don't think he's going to answer. Yeah, he's not going to answer.
It is what it is.
But shout out to Kenny.
For real.
I'll tell him tomorrow.
Eventually.
Actually, guys, I have prom tomorrow. Like
it's so surreal
knowing like I graduate in like a month.
I know. Like, your life is starting.
Starting.
That's crazy.
Like, you think your life starts when you like are in high school. Wait. But if after this, like really think about it, high school's nothing.
It's like
high school.
It's like a tutorial.
You get to I promise you, bro. What grade are you in?
7.
7th. You get to 12th. You get to like 11th, 12th. You start feeling mad sad. Even now, you feel mad happy. Like. I've realized when
I'll feel mad happy to get out of school, but
as soon as I got to that's what I thought, and then I got to like 12th, and I'm like, bro. I felt mad like reminiscent. Like bro,
and I'm not gonna see you.
Like, bro, I remember when I was in seventh grade, like on the swing set playing ball, like for me. But now I'm like, I'm about to walk across a stage with a cap and gown. Like,
wait, so if you're a prom tomorrow, what's gonna be your outfit?
You said what?
If If you have prom tomorrow, what's going to be your outfit?
Tie, bow tie, pants.
No J's?
No J's. I may, like, get some dress shoes or, like, oh, he called me back.
I mean, the shoes that you wear right now.
Oh, Kenny. Okay. Surprise guest, Kenny.
Hold on. Okay, hold on.
Here comes the guest.
Wait.
All right,
you're on the radio.
Yo, we gotta get that done quick.
Say hi on the radio.
Hey guys.
Okay.
Yo, DJ. Radio. What's your DJ name?
DJ name.
Yeah.
I
don't know. DJ Kenny.
DJ Kenny on the spot. You feel me?
What's up, DJ Kenny?
So
we're doing a show all about college
about
and graduating.
College and graduating and stuff like that.
We got a guest here too.
What are your thoughts on college and going? Give the radio some
ready.
Wisdom. You ready?
I am ready to go to college.
Are you ready to dorm with me?
If I have to.
No! Feel me. Crazy. I'm really a goat. I'm a goat. But thank you,
Kenny. Shout out to Kenny.
Yeah, shout out to Kenny, you feel me? As of right now, 6:55, we're going to head out. Thank you, Kenny, for answering the phone.
Hi, Kenny.
Either go.
I'll text you later about more information about school.
The only time they're nice to each other is when they have to be a...
Yeah. You guys don't need to see... You guys don't need to hear what we're like outside of air.
You should hear my friend, me and him, fourth period.
Yeah, you know, I was.
You want to know how long I've known Kenny?
How long?
At least 2 days.
First grade.
I haven't known my friend since kindergarten.
So I've known him for like 12 years.
That's crazy.
I know 12
years.
Seven.
About to be 11, actually.
12? 11?
If I knew him in first,
you just said 12, about to be 11.
I meant about to be 13. I'm so sorry. Yeah. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Scattered, man. I'm proud of myself. I've been stressed. I'm sorry. But
against people who have dyslexia.
Wait.
Yeah.
Shaw. Do you know Miss Schaefer? High school? No, not high school.
Forever. Ooh,
yeah. Like, you know, like high school.
You know, honestly. I just want to say we've enjoyed you guys listening.
Everybody give a shout out to DJ JB.
Yeah, DJ JB. Wait, are you on the wall?
No, I'm not.
Yo, You gotta get on the wall. He gonna get on the wall tonight, guys. But as of right now.
Why your voice get so deep?
But as of right now.
You do not sound like that, cuz.
Yeah, I will always sound like that.
You should hear yourself in 2K.
But as of right now, we about to head out. Y'all want to say goodbye? Goodbye. See you later.
Goodbye, sweetheart.
It may not mean nothing to y'all, but understand nothing was done for me. So I don't plan on stopping at all. I want it forever mine, ever mine, ever mine. I shut this down in the mall. And selling that girl, she the one for me. And I ain't even planning the call. I want it forever mine, ever mine, ever mine. Last name ever, first name greatest. Like a sprained ankle, boy, ain't nothing to play with. Started off local, but thanks to all the haters, I know G4 pilots on a first name basis. In your city, faded off the ground. Nino, she insists she got more class. We know, swimming in the money, come and find me. Nemo, if I was at the club, you know I balled. Chemo, dropped a mixtape that sounded like an album. Who'd have thought a countrywide tour be the outcome? Labels want my name beside an X like Malcolm. Everybody got a deal, I did it without one. Yeah, I'm about my business. Killing all these rappers, you would swear I had a hit list. Everyone who doubted me is asking for forgiveness. If you ain't been a part of it, at least you got to witness. Cheers. It may not mean nothing to y'all. Understand nothing was done for me. So I don't plan on stopping at all. I want it forever mine, ever mine, ever mine. I shut this down in the mall. It's selling that girl, she the one for me. And I ain't even planning the call. I want it forever mine, ever mine.
Ever miss the west? is in the building. Ain't no question who about to kill
him. I used to have hood dreams, big fame, big change. I stuck my dick inside his life until that came and went hard all fall like the ball teams. Just so I could make it rain all spring. Y'all seen my story, my glory. I had raped the game young. You could call it statutory when a nigga blow up. They gon' build statues for me. Old money, Benjamin Button, what? None. Super bad chicks giving me McLove. You would think I ran the world like Michelle's husband. You would think these niggas know me when they really doesn't. Like they was down with the old me. No, you fucking wasn't. You such a fucking loser. He ain't even go to class, Bueller. Trade the Grammy plaques just to have my granny back. Remember she had that bad hip like a fanny pack. Chasing the stars, I'ma turn you to a maniac. All the way in Hollywood and I can't even act. They pull their cameras out and God damn they snap. I used to want this thing forever, y'all can have it back.
It may not mean nothing to y'all. Understand nothing was done for me. So I don't plan on stopping at all. I want it forever, mine, ever mine, ever mine. I shut this down in the mall. And telling that girl she the one for me. Planning the call. I want this forever mine, ever mine, ever mine.
Okay. Hello, it's the Martian, Space Jam Jardins. I want this forever, wake up and smell the garden. Fresher than the harvest, step up to the target. If I had one guess, then I guess I'm just New Orleans. And I would never stop, like